France is known for its wine, its food, and its bottled water. There's Evian and Perrier. Well, now, Paris is encouraging people to give up their bottles in favor of city tap water. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports on one way Paris is trying to make that water more appealing.
A park guard blows his whistle to warn the gates will soon close at Parc André Citroën in the west of Paris. Before the park shuts for the night, a handful of people, including artist Florian Roblin, are gathered around the water fountain filling their containers.
I'm filling up my bottles with sparkling water. Sometimes people have 10 bottles. It's, how do you say, ecologic, and of course it's cheap. When you come twice a week, if you got children, you become used to it, and it's a rhythm. It's part of your life.
You heard it, a public fountain that serves up sparkling water. The city already has several, and it plans to add more in every arrondissement.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Celia Blauel is deputy Paris mayor in charge of climate and water. She says Paris already has more than 1,000 public fountains, but the city wants to make some of them more exciting by providing carbonated water.
It's the idea to make people think about water, the idea that it's important to protect water and to make people change their habits and just trust that public water coming from the tap is good quality water. And then say, when you drink, it's like a political act. You're making something for you, for your health, but also for the planet.
Blauel says Paris drinking water has long been known for its high quality. Half comes from underground wells and half from the Seine and Marne rivers. She says when a family of four switches from bottles to tap water, that's 12 fewer pounds of plastic waste a year. Bernard Buffon says he used to buy bottled fizzy water, but now he comes to the park.
No, it's not a question of saving money. It's a question to have a fresh air and have a walk in Paris. It's very nice.
Each sparkling water fountain has several faucets. The water is chilled to 44 degrees Fahrenheit before the carbon dioxide is added. Retiree Claude Le Laurent, who's having a drink after his jog, says the sparkling water is excellent.
I think this is a remarkable initiative, but few Parisians know about it. But I do believe some restaurants are serving this water to their customers.
Like many French people, 70-year-old Jeannine Calouza alternates between different bottled waters to get all her minerals. She hasn't completely stopped buying bottled water, but says sparkling fountain water is now part of the mix.
Some waters are good for your liver. Sparkling water is good for your digestion, and Paris sparkling water is delicious. Yes, yes.
Calouza says she drinks Paris bubbly 2 days a week, and it's one of the reasons she has no health problems at all. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.